Learning Masech the Shabbos Dafayin Dalin Amin Aleph. The Gemara starts the bottom of Dafayin Gimel with Beis. The Gemara says it says Zayir Beir Teichin Amirakid. In fact, the Gemara Kasha Hainu Zayir Hainu Beir Hainu Mirakid. Zayir Beir Mirakid are all the same halacha, because all of them Rashi says are to separate the Eichel and the Psalus. So why are they three different halachas? And the Gemara says Abay Rav Adamer Tavayu Kol Milsa to have the Bemishkan Afgav the Kedamila Chashivla. If it was in the Mishkan, even though you have a similar malacha, it's considered a separate malacha. So first, when he gave the malacha Zaira, there's an interesting way, there's a psak in the Ramah, and it's also, it comes from the Maril, and also the Urzarua, and it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says if someone spits into the wind, and the wind scatters his saliva, so it's chayiv mishum Zaira, it's a malacha deraisa of Zaira. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Egam that no one's really concerned about this. He's not mechaven for it. He's not mechaven to scatter his spit. And Kol Shekein is not derek zayim. And the Bi'al Lacha, he brings a tshuva Rabbi Kiva Egam Simen Chaf. Very interesting tshuva. Rabbi Kiva Egam was in the city of Lisa, where he lived when he was younger. And he saw somebody spilling water out of his window. A little water. And the water scattered to the wind. And he was wondering, is he being over on this Yerushalmi, which is brought la'alacha in the Ramah? He's spilling out a drop of water, and the drops are scattering to the wind. So is that a problem of Zaira? So he was ma'ayin a lot, and he says, near harbet stadim lahakal. So there's a lot of reasons why to be mekel. First of all, he says, you have the Yerushalmi, it says la'alacha. Why would the Rif, the Rambam, the Snag, the Rosh, and the Tur, why would they bring this Yerushalmi? It's a Chiddush, the Chiddush din. Why would they bring it? The Rambam brings a lot of Chiddushim from the Yerushalmi, the Rosh, and the Rif often do. Certainly other Paiskim, very, very few Paiskim bring it. Like we said, Meril brings it. He brings it B'Shem, the Ur Zerua. The Ur Zerua brings it. But all the other Mishainim don't bring it. So he says, it must be, the Pshat is like this. The Bavli asked the Kasha, Hainu Zaira, Hainu Bar, Hainu Merakit. So what is Zaira? The Malacha of Zaira is being Mafrib Psalus Shemeichel. Scattering saliva in the wind has no Shaychas to being Mafrib Zaira Shemeichel. It's not connected whatsoever. He also brings another ayah that the Gemara in Bava Kama asks the Kasha that when somebody makes a fire and the wind blows the fire, it says in the Mishnah Yipater, I mean, if he didn't make the fire, he just started the fire. The wind like fanned the fire, made it into a fire. It says in the Mishnah Yipater, why isn't like Zer Veruch Meseyasai that if you do something with the wind, it's considered your Maisi Yechayev? So you see from the Gemara that the Yisayda Davar is that you're separating the Eichel and the Psalus. Now you do it with the wind. See, having the wind do something which if you'd have done by hand, you'd be Chayev. You do it with the wind, so that's a Chiddush Yechayev. But here, if you separate water into little drops with your hand, of Adir, that's not Zaira. It's only because you're doing it with the wind. So it's nothing to do. It's an ayin malacha which is only done with the wind. So that Bavli is also mashma, that that's not the Yisayir of Malacha Zaira. And Mimela, since the Bavli argues in the Yerushalmi, you don't pass like the Yerushalmi. He also brings a raya, because the Baal Amar, in the third parak of Psachim, he says, what do you do on Erev Pesach Kalas B'Shabbos, when you can't destroy, you can't put it in the fire, right? You're not allowed to burn the chametz. What do you do with the leftover chametz? He says, you're mefarev v'zeri l'ruach. You throw it and scatter it in the wind. So you see clear from the Baal Amar that there's no issur. He quotes the Magen Avraham in Siman Tafim Zayin Sifkan Beis, where the Magen Avraham Taka says, and the Shulchan Aruch says, that you could scatter the chametz in the wind. The Magen Avraham says, the Ramah, at the end of Siman Shin Yotess, that might be an issur deraisa. Baal Kavanim, you see from the Yishayim, from the Baal Amar already, that it's Mutter. But that's all to argue on the Ramah. Then he wants to say that maybe you could say it's Mutter even according to the Ramah. Because he wants to say maybe there's a din that ain't Zayra l'begdule karka. So why would the Ramah say that when you spit into the wind, it'll be called Zayra? Because there's a tzad that on them is called gedule karka. Hosh muzabat that in the Yishayim. That maybe a person is called Gedulei Karka because he eats food from the ground. He has a din of Gedulei Karka. The Rambam seems to hold that way. So the mice of water is not Gedulei Karka. Wouldn't be any problem spreading water, scattering water into the wind. And he's mefalpa with that. He also says that it's not a psikresha. You're not trying to scatter it, you're just trying to spill out the water. Even if it is a psik reisha, it's disgrace lo nichale. According to the Aruch, it's mutter. Even according to the Chalkam on the Aruch, it's only the Rabbanan. So with everything together, with the fact that maybe the whole Ramah is incorrect, because Zayra is only when you're doing Pseilus and Eichel, and with the possibility that perhaps it's only by Gedulei Karka, and Adam maybe is Gedulei Karka, but water is not Gedulei Karka, and with the idea that it's not a, it's a Davar Shein and Miskaven, and it's not necessarily a Psik Reisha, or if it is, it's not a Psik Reisha, the Nichalei, Rabbi Kivega says, Yizicha Kabi Mekel. And Mishabur brings this down. Now, beside the other Achrayim also say like Rabbi Kivega, make this machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Mashal the Chachmas Adam, I mean the Chai Adam, even though Bifnim, Klal Tezvav and Ilcha Shabbos, he says, Asa Larik Leruach Sheruach Yifazu Esav Adayim Lezere, but in the Nishmas Adam, he says it could be the Yerushalmi had a different Pshat in Zere, because the Yerushalmi says, Habariv HaMashamriv HaMarakeit Kulay Mishamav Ipsailus, Kalecha Vecha Chai Bifnei Atzmai. Bayer Mishamer and Merakeit. So the Karban Eidah writes there that you can't be Goris Mishamer, it's not one of the Lamites Melachis. It must mean Zayra like the Gemara. But he says, no, since Yerushalmi says that if you rock the Ruach, that blib Zayra, so Adrabah, be Goris Mishamer. A little bit of a problem because we don't have Mishamer in a Mishnah, the same Mishamer as the next Melacha, we don't have. He says, maybe it's going like kind of like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shaven and Medaktik are extra malachas. So maybe Shishalmi Olds Mishamer is another malacha. But Al Kopanim, since the Girsu we have in the Yishalmi, that it's Mishamer, Bayer and Merakid, that would indicate that Zayr is not Al being Mafri Pseilus from the Eichel. Shaila is what's Pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah, and the Arishainim Etzayit, the Maril, and the Arzarua. What do they hold? If Zayir is Yisayid of Pseilus and Eichel, there is no Pseilus and Eichel yet. How is it Chayach Mechlal that it should be Chayim? The Mishnah Berurah brings, the Halacha brings a Mechudish to Kipshah from the Sefer Alfei Menashe, that he says that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is not like the Ramah, but the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that it went Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. And the Chiddush Yerushalmi Chayim Mishmah Zayir doesn't mean the Malacha is Zayir. It means that even if the wind did it, but if you had the wind do it, that's like Zayev Ruach Masiyat, that's considered Yom Aisa. That would also explain the end of the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says anything which is scattered by the wind is called Zayra. It doesn't mean scattered by the wind, it means anytime the wind does the malacha for you, that would be considered Yom Aisa, because that's Zayra. That's a shayla in the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach, where the Gemara says that Zayev Ruach Masiyat, the reason why it really is a grama, but the reason why Yechayev is Malach Smachshev is Asutera. So sugi there, then kamakum maharich. But lemaisa, what's the pshat in the Ramah? So I saw the Avi Ezri, Nefshach, Perichas, and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says you could have a malacha, which even though the Av malacha is a certain thing, but the toldness, even if there's somewhat daimut to it, it's good enough. So even though the Av malacha zayir is b'mafib pselis in the eichel, but if you have some other type of malacha, like scattering things to the wind, you could say that's also the malacha. He brings a raya. I have said, and I've done this yesod, there got to be a few things. He brings a raya, the mashal, the malacha of baina. The Rambam says that megabain is baina, because you're being medabek chalokim zel lezeh. When you take cheese, you take the curds of the cheese, and you put them together and make a block. So that's baina. You're creating a block of cheese from little pieces. That's similar to baina. On the other hand, we have making an oil is baina. That's Rav Shach's example. Or making a hole in the ground, my example, is baina. You're not being medabic things together at all. Navas, you're making a structure which has a shein binyan, like an oil, or a guma in the ground. So what's Yisaydim Lechaz baina? Is Yisaydim Lechaz baina putting different disparate items together and making one chefs out of them? Then why would making an oil or making a hole in the ground be baina? You're not putting anything together. If baina is, you're creating a structure which is a binyan, has a shein binyan, like a hole in the ground or an oil, a block of cheese, it doesn't have a shein binyan, it's a meichel. The Torah says either one of them could be baina. You don't need one thing. A lot of times people try to find one yisayid of the malacha and everything. No, you don't need one. I'll give another example. It's not Rav Shach's example. In Simon Shin Mem, Siv Beis, Shulchan Aruch says of Pesach, it's from the Rosh over here, that if you have a tishtish diyo, if you have a blot of ink on a paper, on a parchment, and you scratch off the blot of ink in order to write two oisis, yichayiv mishum meichik, even though you didn't erase any letters, the Rosh says because the meichik is amanas lichdayiv. The site of meichik is that you're making a place to write two letters. Like you see, meichik ois gedayla, the Gemara says, and you have a place to write two letters, that's called meichik. So if meichik is achsharas ksiva, so what's the difference if you erase letters or you erase a blot of ink? So if you read that, it sounds like meichik means achsharas ksiva, that's the site of meichik, preparing a paper, clearing off a paper for writing. On the other hand, the Be'alacha if and art there, and Simon Shemem's have gotten base, he says a chiddush. Now let's say you have a sefer Torah, or another sefer which has an extra letter. And in order to be makshid a sefer Torah, you have to erase that letter. But you're not planning on writing anything, adrabah. The letter doesn't belong there. Or he says, even in a case, you have a ledger, and you're keeping track of all the money people owe you. And someone pays you back, so you want to erase that loan from your ledger, so that now you'll know he doesn't owe you the money. So the Mishabura says his chiddush, we spoke in the previous share, that you don't need Kirei al Manas Litvar. Mishabura is very strong about that. That as long as the Kri is a tikkun, it's chayev, and he says that's as mafurish, Kirei b'chamasai, Kirei al Mesai. Good. But, so he says, Vemele here the mechik is a tikkun, and avandi yichayev. But my shayla is, what's the site of the mlechas mechika? Is it destroying letters, but it has to be a tikkun? You can have a tikkun because you want to write better letters, you want to write different letters. But the site is destroying letters. Sa'ivazai, when you're being meichik a tishtish diya, you're not destroying any letters. If the site is achsharas ksiva, that's the site of mlechas mechik. Sa'ivazai, when you destroy something, not aldas to write, erasing the money that he lent you, or you're erasing the extra letter in the sefer, says b'chalmei mechika. There's no achsharis ksiva. It's not like mechika without a tnai. It's b'chalmei mechika. Elamai, it's both. I mean, you see the paiskim talk about if there's letters written on a cake, are you allowed to cut it? Are you allowed to eat it? Even though there's no achsharis ksiva b'chalal, letters written on the side of a sefer. Taisus mechik is destroying letters. Say, how come a tishus jay is mechik? You're not destroying letters. Because meichik is asharis ksiva, it's both. And the same thing with baina. Baina is putting together disparate things. That's a din of megabein. And baina is creating a structure. That's a siyasayil. It's both. So who din zayir is akter shach? It's a kapanim the ramah. It could be taka being mafred eichelim seilis, ayidei the ruach. But it could also mean things that are scattered ayidei ruach is also part of melecha zayir. You could say that all the Rishonim that didn't bring it don't hold that way. They hold it's too different. You can't make it these two things. It's too different pratim to come under one cloud. But at least he's saying that to answer the Ramah and the Rishonim that do bring it. Now, in the Chalukah between Zayir and Bar and Merakit, even though the Gemara says it's the same thing, it's Ikka the Damula, but they have to have Agdara. What's Bar? What's Zayir? What's Merakit? So it's interesting, there seems to be like a stir in Rashi. In the Mishnah, on the Vayin Gilma Men Aleph, Rashi says, HaZayir is Bereches L'Ruach, HaBari Pseil is B'yondav, HaMerakit B'nafa. Zayir is when you do it with the wind and a pitchfork, Bari is when you do the Pseil with your hands, and Merakit is with a Nafa, with a Kli. So it sounds like if you want to figure out if something's Zayir, Bari, or Merakit, it depends. If you see him doing it with the wind, so then it's Zayir. If you see him doing it with his hands, then it's Bayer. If you see him doing it with a Kli, then it's Merakit. But on Daf Ayin Heyim and Beis, the end of the Sugya, where the Gemara asks the Shaila, why don't we consider Shevet and Medaktik? The Rishonim will speak about it here. Why are we considering it Shevet and Medaktik? Shevet means when you do Mesach. Mesach is when you set up the chassis threads. And Shevet is you bang it with a stick to make them straighter, to make them untangled. And medaktik means that you set up the Erev threads. And medaktik means you bang them with a stick to make them straight and flat. So that's shevet and medaktik. Yehuda adds those two malachas. So shevet and medaktik. So the Gemara says shevet is b'chal mesach, and medaktik is b'chal erik. So shevet is mamish mesach, Rashi says. Medaktik is mamish erik. And he says, it's not the same as Zoyer Bar Merakit. The Zeb Kashin, the Zeb Tzreiris, the Zeb Kemach. The reason why it's not the same as Zoyer Bar Merakit, Zoyer is with Kashin, with straw. Bar is with stones. And Merakit is with flour. So that's why it's three different things. Vashayin Kain, Shevet is Mamish Mesach, and Medaktik is Mamish Eirik. So here he's making a different chiluk between Zoyer Bar Merakit. He's saying Zoyer is straw, butter is stones, and maraket is flour. But I would say the chilek is like this. Rashi in the Mishnah is teiching the malacha. The malacha of zayir is geteiched when you do it with wind, with the rest says. The malacha of butter is teiched when you do it with your hand. The malacha of maraket is teiched when you do it with an offer. That's teiched right there. And a shayla is, but lamaisa, shave it. There's also a difference between shave and mesach. Mesach is setting up the chassis threads. Ayadeva, you're putting each thread in place. And then, shevet is when you bang with a stick on the threads. See, so it is a different malacha. And the same thing with ayurig and medaktik. Ayurig is when you throw the spool of the ayurig threads through the chassis threads, and it goes under half of them and over half of them, and then you do the chassis threads the other way, and it goes over that half and under that half. But that's what Eirig is. And Medaktik is after you threw the spool through, then you bang it with an instrument which straightens it out. So you are doing two different things. So that's not the chiluk. Just like Zayir Bari Merakit, you're doing different things. You're taking a pitchfork, you're picking out stones with your hands, you're sifting it with a sieve. So Shev and Medaktik also are different things. You're doing it in a different way. Now the pshat is that shevet is mesach, meaning it's one long maisa of mesach. You're doing it with the same item. You're doing it with the chassis threads. When you set up the chassis threads, setting it up requires two things. Setting up each thread and banging with a stick. That's all part of setting up the threads. It's not a separate malacha. It's not called in the Mishkan, they did a separate thing. And the same thing medaktik. You make the Erev thread, you throw it through and you bang it. All part of doing the Erev thread. So it's not pshat, you had different things going on in the Mishkan. Rashi came, Zayir Bari Merakit, it's not two steps in the same process. It's a whole different thing. Zayir is when you're removing the straw, and Bari is when you're moving the stones. And Merakit is even after you ground the Kemach, when you're removing the Kemach. That's what makes it three different things. But what is the vart of each malacha? It has nothing to do with the material you're doing the malacha on. But straw, stones, flour. And what if you do watermelon seeds? What is that? Zayir Bari Merakit. What about fish bones? That's not the vart. The vart is in the Mishkan, it was done in a different process in the processing. It's a completely different process. This is the process of removing kashim. This is the process of removing stones. This is the process of sifting the flour. But what the Yisayit is, when the Melacha is done through wind, no matter what it's done on, that's Zayir. When the Melacha is done by hand, no matter what it's done on, that's Bayir. When the Melacha is done by sieving, no matter what it's done on, that's Merakit. But the reason why they're called three different things in the Mishkan is because they were done in three completely different parts of the process, as opposed to Shevet and Medaktik, that's part of the Mesach was the Shevet, part of the Ayug was the Medaktik. I saw the Igle Talon's punkt verkehr for me in Rashi, but this is how I see it. I just want to say over one more shtickle from the Bir Halacha to be explained the difference between Bayer and Merakit, because like we're saying now, Rashi says Bayer is with the hand and Merakit is with the Kli, and I saw the Igle Talon, isn't this way in Rashi, isn't this way in the Rach, takes it very literally that any time you're doing with the Kli, it's called Merakit. It's very schwer. The Gemara is mashma that the naf of the kivra is bayir. It's a deichik to say the Gemara means that naf and kivra is merakit. But it's hard to figure out the chilutim bayir and merakit. There's actually a Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, which is extremely negay, where the Gemara has a discussion when you pour the wine through the filter and the sediments get caught in the filter and the wine goes, is that bayir or merakit? Rabbi says it's bayir because you're taking the sailors from the eichel. And Rav Yosef says it's merakid, because the pselus is on top and the eichel is on the bottom, like merakid, by bayir it's the other way. So we have to understand that Gemara good, but it definitely it's not easy to understand the Chilti Mbari Merakin. But I just want to say over to be Allah and Simon Shinya Tess that he says, because Rashi says that when you pour the wine through the Mishameris, that's for sure that it's that's Merakin. That's Mamash Merakin. Rav is just saying it also could be Bayer. It could either be Bayer or Merakin. Rav Eshu says, no, it's exclusively Merakin. But the Alaka wanted to learn up in the Rambam, and the Rambam held in Shittas Rabbah that it's only Bayer. And it brings Yerushalmi that's mashman away that it's only Bayer. But what's the pshat? Why would it only be Bayer? How come when you pour flour through a sifter, that's Merakin? And you pour wine through a strainer, and that's only Bayer, it's not Merakin? So Zakti Mishtabura, Merakin is when you do the pu'ula with both of them together. That's the Yisayit of Merakin. You put everything together in a sifter, you're shaking the whole thing, and that's what makes the eichel go one place and the pseilus go another place. That's Merakin. Mashenkin bar the pshat is, you only do the eichel, you only do the pseilus. So when you pour the wine through the strainer, the shmarim just stop. You're not doing a pu'ula with the shmarim. You're only doing a pula with the wine. The wine's the only thing that's moving. The shmarim just stop. And that's why Rabbah holds his bayer. You're doing the eichel from the pselus. You're not doing the pselus and eichel together. Rabbi Eshu says, no. That since by Meshamer, the shmarim, the pselus get caught in the sieve, and the eichel go down, and that's the same thing like the wine, by bayer it goes the other way. And that's a very tifah gdara, the chilotim bayer and merakit from the Mishnah Berurah. So now the Gemara goes back to the Gemara says, V'lechshav nami kaitish. Let it also count the malacha of kaitish, which is banging the kernels with the machteshes to take off the klipa. Rashi learns that that's really like a malacha of dush, similar to the malacha of dush, where you bang on the wheat to separate, to actually to detach the pselus from the wheat, so that you do with the straw. But now with the klipa, with the bran, in order to detach it, you bang on it. The Ramban seems to put it together with Bayer. They're not just detaching it, but you're somehow separating it. And the Ritva puts it together with Teichen, that when you bang it, you're crushing it finely. That's how you're getting off the klipa, and that's a malacha of Teichen. And Al-Kopanim, that's a Gemara's Kasha, that it should be Kaitesh. Amar Abayish can only eichel pitam b'loi ketisha. That the reason is because the ani eats the bread without ketisha. So it's a shaila to learn. Taisus learns that memela kaitish is not a malacha. Because since the ani could eat a bread without ketisha, so it's not a malacha. So fact Taisus, what about the ketisha of the samamanim? The Mishkan, they didn't bake bread, they made samamanim. So what about the ketisha of the samamanim? So he says, Einachanami, who would in the samamanim, they didn't make without ketisha. The ani would make it without ketisha. It's the same idea. And Taiz Mechalib between Kaitish and Merakid. Merakid also, there's a Gemara that says later that an Ani eats a Isa Belusa, eats a bread that's mixed with the bran, but that's only a really poor Ani. But even a medium Ani would eat the bread without the Ketisha. That's why Merakid, most of them would do, so it is considered to be a Malacha. But Kaitish, it's very normal not to do, so Mela, it's not considered a Malacha. So Taisus is Mashmam, that to be called a separate malacha, you need it not only to be done in the Mishkan, but also it should be commonly done even by Aniyim. Even though in the Mishkan it was done, but if it wasn't commonly done by Aniyim, it wouldn't be called a malacha. Taisus says that Rabbi Natan Pirish bin Yanachav l'Nisyashav l'Ri, Rabbi Natan is brought in the other Rishayim, the Ramban and the Taisus Rosh and others. Rabbi Natan says a big chiddush. He says they used to bake bread in the Mishkan. You know why they baked the bread? Not to eat, but they baked the bread in order to test the tcheles. You test the tcheles with bread. So they would bake bread in order to test the tcheles. So the Gemara says it should have kaitesh. He says, by samanim there is no ketisha. The ketisha that's done by samanim is regular teichin. You don't have a separate avodah of ketisha by samanim. You only have it by bread. So Mela, if they would do it in the Mishkan, they would only do it by bread. By teichin, by zayir, by merakit, they're all done with samanim. But kaitesh is not done with samanim. Kaitesh is only done with bread. But the shailas, they made bread in the Mishkan in order to test the tcheles. The Teretz says they didn't make bread with ketisha because an ani makes bread without ketisha. So you can make bread if you're not using it for eating without ketisha. That's Rabbi Natan's word. And Mel then answers by Zayir Bar Merakit, even though an ani doesn't do harkada, But in the Mishkan, they needed the Arkada for the Samanim. There weren't any of them. But Kaitish is not done with Samanim. Kaitish is done with bread. And the bread they baked wasn't for eating, it was for testing, and therefore they baked it with Arkatisha. That's what Rebbeinu Tam Shtickel. And Ramban doesn't think that they baked bread in order to test it, he says, because they did their own Sviya. We spoke about this in the fourth parak. It's not clear that they did their own Sviya. I mean, did they do their own Charisha? They brought all the materials for the Mishkan right after the Tzivoy. Apparently they didn't have time in that time to do their own Charisha and Zviya. We spoke about this in the fourth parak. Al-Kabbanim, that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says if they would have done their own baking in the Mishkan, that Eifa would have been a separate Av. Because Eifa and Mavashal could be considered two Aves. It's just they didn't bake bread in the Mishkan. That's why it's considered the same Av. But Al-Kabbanim, Taisis Nemzan, and the Ramban Nemzan also, that the Pshan in the Gemara is that Kaitish, even though they did it in the Mishkan, or maybe they didn't do it in the Mishkan Lefir Ben Etam, but Lefi Leri, even though they did it in the Mishkan, but since an Ani doesn't do it, it wouldn't get a Chashivas of being a separate Av. But the Mefarshim, including the Chedushei Ridvam, learn up in Rashi not the way. They learn up in Rashi that Kaitish really is a separate Av. Rashi explains, Rashi says they did Kaitish in the Mishkan, and it's an Av Malacha, but it's not going to mention it because it already says Dash. And what about Zoya Bari Maraka? That's Sidura de Pas. Mashaenke and Kaitish is only Ashim, so it's not Sidura de Pas. Miuvade av malachi yubachlal dashi ends up. So the Maram explains what he means is like this. Avadi is going with the idea that the ani does miraki, like Taisa says. But he's bothered. Who cares if an ani eats his bread without katisha? We're not talking about bread. In the Mishkan they did samamanim, and in the Mishkan they did katisha for the samamanim. So what do we care about the ani? So he says, well, the Mishnah is saying sidura de pas. So the Mishnah is only going to mention things that fit into the sidura de pas. So Mele, it didn't mention something specific which an Ani wouldn't necessarily do in Sidur de Pas. So it's Bechal not Mashman Rashi that Kaitish is not a Malacha. If Kaitish is not a Malacha, so it's Pashu why the Mishnah didn't mention it. You don't have to tell me because it's Sidur de Pas. If Kaitish is not a Malacha, it didn't mention because it's not a Malacha. Why isn't it a Malacha? Because an Ani doesn't do it. But you don't have to mention then, make a big deal that the Mishnah is telling you Sidur de Pas and Kaitish is not necessarily in Sidur de Pas. So what's Pshan and Rashi? It says Kaitish is a malacha, and it's a separate malacha. So why didn't the Mishnah mention it? Because the Mishnah was saying Sidur the Pas, and this doesn't necessarily fit into Sidur the Pas, because an Ani doesn't do it. As opposed to Harakot, they'll have to say that most even Aniyim do it. That's how the Maram says, Rabbi Kiva Egel learns this way, the Madur Basha of the Marsha learns this way, the Rashash learns this way, and the Dvar Redi learns this way, and the Dvar Redi asks, and the other, and a lot of other Mefarshim asks as well, that come at you saying to me there's more than 39 malachas. First of all, Rebbe dashes specifically 39 from Dvarim Advarim Elad Dvarim. So what is the pshat? Why is Rebbe counting Bayer Zarim Merakid and not Kaitish? If the Tam Shekain Ani Eichel Pite Balei Ketisha is only a Tam why the Mishnah didn't mention it but really is a malacha, Rebbe clearly only has 39. That's his gematria. L'chare, how does that shtim? Why does Rebbe have Bayer Zarim Merakid and not Kaitish? And Rishis, they held that it's a deicha to say the Rebbe is leaving out one of the malachas and we don't know which one. The Gemara should explain that. Also, the Ridvan mentions the tray. The Gemara at the end says that Herei Elu, Lamates Malachas, at the end of the Mishnah, Lafuk Rebbe Huda, that says that Shavin and Medakdik Ichayevon. No telling you Herei Elu, only these. But even according to us, there's another malacha that Ichayevon separately, Kaitish. This Vasemis learns up in Rashi that it doesn't mean that Kaitish is a separate Av. It's part of Melechas Dash, and really the fact that Ani eats with Akatisha is a reason why it's not a Melacha. He says Ramban is Mashman that way. And now let's go right to the Sugya of Bayer. The Gemara brings the Braisa, Tanur Abanan, Hayilifan, Mine Eichlim, Bayer V'Eichel, Bayer Miniach, V'lo Yivra, V'mbir Chayev Chatas, versus my comment, what's the case? Oh, Shach Levitaria. So, the first thing, we have Hayilafan of Mine Eichlin, Rashi says Garsinan, Vule Garsinan Shnei. Rashi changes the Girsa from Shnei Mine Eichlin to Mine Eichlin. Because Rashi holds, the word is Eichlin Psalis. It's not Eichel from Eichel. If you have too many Eichlin, to be buyer one from the other, we mutter. That's not Eichlin Psalis. But Taishas is Gaira Shnei Mine Eichlin, and it brings it from Rabbeinu Chananel. And he explains that when you have two Mine Eichlin, so the one that you want to eat now, that's called the Eichel. And the one you don't want to eat now, that's called the Pseilus. The guy be the one you want to eat now. And he brings you a Shalmi, which is mashma that way. Now, Lefidis Hagdara, that the Pshat is by Tum Mine Eichlim, the one you want to eat is the Eichel, and the one you don't want to eat right now is the Pseilus. So let's say you don't want either. You don't want either of them right now. You want to eat both of them Lachazman, and you want them separate for Lachazman. So the Rosh Yosef says, because you don't have Eichel and Pseilus. Neither of them you want to eat now. Both of them you want to eat later. You want them separate from each other. There's no Eichel and Pseilus. It's just naming them. If there's one you want to eat now and one you don't, so the one you want to eat now is the Eichel, the one you don't is the Pseilus. But if you want to eat neither of them now, you just want to eat both of them later, you want them separate, so Mela, that's like Eichel and Eichel. So the Be'er Halacha brings down this Prima Gadim, and he's medayik from the Rambam, not that way. And then this is the Rosh Yosef from the Baal Prima Gadim, also makes the same deek in the Rambam. The Rambam Berachas Halacha Yudbeis, Habar Eichel Metayek Pseilis, Oy Shehoi Lefan of Shnei Me'echel Mebir Min Mimin, Acher, Benaf of Kivr Chayim, Beklein Tam Chipater, and Be'er Biyad Alechel Alter Mutter. He says clearly, two mine eichlim and min mi min acher is aser. So the Rambam is not being magdarit like Tosfos that blibes eichel mitayek pseilus. The Rambam is saying a whole new agdara. Stam, two minim bari one for the other is also bari. You don't need eichel and pseilus. As long as it's two different minim, it's also called bari. Now by bari, you have a heter when you do it. The yad eichel miyad is mutter, but it's a new agdara of bari. See, the Emerson, it could come at an afkamina that the Rambam could be lekula also. If you're going to say in Taisis, it says that the one you want now is the Eichel and the other one is the Pseilus, and you want to say in Taisis, it'll be Mutter, Eibazai, if you want neither of them now, because then you don't have Eichel and Pseilus. But the Rambam state, Nayatam, Shnei Minim are Osir. Similarly, even if you don't want either of them now, the Afrod of Shnei Minim is an Isabayr. And the Shaila is, let's say you want one of them now. Is there a kpeda that you have to dafka be bury the one you want now? Or could you even be bury the one you don't want now, as long as you're doing it in order to eat the other one now? Lefitaisis, if the one you want now is the eichel, and the one you don't want now is the pseilis, and there's a din, they have to have eichel mitar pseilis, so you have to dafka be bury the one you want now from the other one. But lefit the Rambam, it's tam a din that shnei minim, there's a din afrod the shnei minim. Well, if Afrod is Shnei Minim, which is Bayer, is Mutter, Lechel Miyad, it wouldn't make a difference which one you Bayer. Because there's no Eichel, there's no Pseilus. It's just Shnei Minim. The whole Yisayid, that the one you want now is the Eichel, the other one's Pseilus, doesn't exist at Das Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, Elashin, Hayel Lefan of Shnei Minim Eichel Muravim, Bayer Echel Me'echel Me'niach Lechel Miyad. If you have two types of Eichel mix, you could be Bayer one from the other, and Me'niach in order to eat it Miyad. And the Rama added the words of Meniach Hasheni Kedei Lechel Miyad. You have to dafka be bury the one you want and be Meniach the one you don't want. So the Be'er Halacha brings that Kama Mefarshim learned the Rambam not that way. They learned the Rambam who didn't say Meniach Hasheni Kedei Lechel Miyad, that you could do either one. Like we said, the Rambam doesn't hold that the one you want now is the Eichel and the other one's the Pseilus. The Rambam's not old. Shnei Minim is an Isser. But if you're doing a Lechel Miyad Biyad, that's Mutter. So it doesn't make a difference which one you bury. But the Rama is going with the Chuma Sedeshin, which is going with Taisis. That the one you want, that's what's called the Eichel. The one you don't want, that's what's called the Pseilus. So mainly, even if you're doing it Lechel Miyad, you have to dafka be bury the one you want, which is called the Eichel. So it'll come out of Chumra, according to Taisis, if you taka want to eat one Miyad and one Lachas Man, you have to bury dafka the one you want to eat Miyad. Now the Rashi says, the Eichel bury Meniach. What's the case of bari v'eichel and bari meniach? What is meniach? L'maisa, the maskana was it has to be la'alter. Abaye had said bari v'eichel la'alter or bari meniach la'alter. What does it mean? Bari v'eichel and bari meniach. So Taisa says, l'tzarech hacherim, shteita chiddush, that's not only this heter of being bari la'alter is not only if you can eat it, even if someone else is going to eat it. That's also called, you might say, maybe it's only you can eat it. That's what's called derech achila. If someone else eats it, that'll be called the malacha. Kamashma, no, you could do it for achayim also. The behetiv rings, it's a very interesting tshuva from the tshuvas maritats, the maritzilain. He has a discussion with the Maria Belefia. The Maria Belefia, in the middle of the discussion, he thinks that Rashi argues on Taisus. Rashi, the Vamaskul, Barim and Niach la'alter, Rashi says, lechol li'alter. It's Mashma, he has to eat it, not someone else. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds dafka the bayer has to eat it. That's what's called erech achila. If you do it for someone else, that's called a malacha. But the Marit Zilin says no. How else do you learn bayer eichel bayer miach? One of the two things. Lech alalter means for anyone to eat the alalter. The bialacha brings from the prima gadim even for a beim and eifus alalter is mutter. So I brought this chumr from the Maria Balefi and the Peskim and all. See, what's brought is another thing in the Bi'er Halacha. The Bi'er Halacha brings down this machlekes Mir Blefer Mid Silain Legabe. Is there a heter? The Bi'er Halacha wants to say that there's really two things. There's la'alter, but it's not while you're eating. You do it right before the Suder, right before you eat, that's la'alter. Immediately before you eat. But while you're eating, maybe you could do it by your even selves mitai chaycho. It says that the Birkei Yosef brings down that's part of the machlokes, the Maria Balefia and the Mir Tzilain, that the Maria Balefia was matter while you're eating. And the Bi'er Halacha wants to say it's a machlokes Rishonim. He says the Ramban says like him. Because the Gemara brings Rav Chista that says that what the Braisa means is pachas mikashir. And Rav Yosef says, what do you mean? Are you allowed to go and bake and cook pachas mikashir? Chatzi she'el simen ha'teira. So the Ramban says, what was the story of Rav Chista? Why did Rav Chista think that Pachas Mikasheh would work? So Ramban says, because he held that Pachas Mikasheh is ain't derech b'rei b'kach, ela ka'eichel u'matza p'selis b'chaticha, shu'eichel, u'mafish p'selis m'teich eichel hu, shemutter. That ain't done with Pachas Mikasheh, it's not b'rei. That's kind of like doing it while you're eating. While you're eating, you find p'selis n'chaticha, you take off the p'selis, that's a chemutter. So you see the Ramban holds, the whole issue is, sales mitech eichel if it's la'alter, before you're eating, right before you're eating. But while you're eating already, even though you didn't put it in your mouth yet, you have it in your hand, but while you're eating already, there's no issue by you. But then, he brings a tshuva sarash, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that says that you're allowed to take a handkerchief and put it over water and drink the water from that's covered by the handkerchief to filter out the bugs, because Since the bayir is happening as it goes into your mouth, that's not called bayir. That's not mei malacha. So he says, dafka when it's coming as it's going into your mouth. But before, while you're holding the cup to drink, that would be called bayir. So that's a machlekes Ramban and Rush. And that's the machlekes Mir Blefia and the Mir Tzilin. That's what the Bi'er Halacha says. Chazanish says, no. The Chazanish says, everyone's masking before you put in your mouth. That's la'alter. That's not achila, that's la'alter. There's no chil between whether you're holding in your hand to eat it, whether you started eating, as long as you didn't eat this food yet, that's not that. There's no heter of achila for that. The Ramban means when it's in your mouth already, that's how the Chazon Ish learns. No machlekes Ramban and Rush. But the Bi'er Halacha learns, no, the Ramban means assume when you're starting to eat already, you're holding it to eat it, then there wouldn't be a din bar, even selos mitei chaychel will be mutter. Now, in the Hemshech of the Sugya, you find three Tanan that the Gemara said about the Braisa, which the Gemara was a Machir, just the Gemara just said it was not Pshat in the Braisa. As you find the first two things, Ula, that said you could do it Lebay B'yayim, and if Chissa said, V'chimutta Lefes Lebay B'yayim, V'chimutta Levash Lebay B'yayim, and if Chissa said, Pachas Mikashir, and if Yosef said, V'chimutta Lefes Pachas Mikashir, but then you have Rav Yosef's thing about that there's a chilutim biyan and bakli, which the Gemara says doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa. Rav Amnuna's thing is a chiluk eichel mitach psel sezek eichel, which Abaye said doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa. And Abaye's pshat was, which the Gemara's maskana, there's a chiluk between eichel mitach psel, I mean between la'alter and la'chazma. But it doesn't say la maskana, what exactly is the halacha, how many is the tanam are needed? Taka machlekes rishenim, mechari three shittas. Like Tosfos in Maskil Tanya Chayev points out, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, because the Gemara says that by Anafa the Kivra is a Chi of the Raisa, because that's a Kli Miyuchet for Breira, and Kleim the Tamchi it's a Din the Rabbanan, it's part of the Ravolaser, and this is the Rabbanan. Now Rashi, the Maskil Tanya, when the Gemara brings the Machlokes there of Ashi and Rim B'Difni, it's not a Machlokes. The one that says Chayev is talking about Nafa Kivra, the one that says Prat is talking about Kneim V'tam, Rashi's Mavur, that they're going on the case of Le'achazman. So about particularly these two Tanon, we have a Tanai of La'alter, and La'achazman is Chayev, and we have a Tanai of Biyad, and the Nafa V'kivra is Chayev. Rashi's mavur, you're only chayiv if you have both of them legreisa. You need la'alter, it's mutter even b'kli. La'achaz man, then there's a chiluk tinyan and kli. As I mavur and Rashi, how we learned the sugya. Taisus holds fakert. Taisus b'kli is always aser. Kli is zicha aser no matter what. Right, beyond is a chiluk. Beyond, then la'alter is mutter and la'achaz man is aser. La'achaz man is chayiv. But with a kli, it's aser no matter what. So the gabi, those two tanon. Rashi says that the chiyuv is when you have both, kli and lachas man. But if you have kli la'alter, it's mutter. And if you have yad lachas man, it's mutter. And Taisus says, no. In order to be mati, you need tarti l'tevusa. You need yad and li'alter. Kli la'alter is chayiv, and yad lachas man is chayiv. Now in Rashi, that says it's either tnai l'tivusa is good. It's only us when we have two agreements. What about the third tnai of Eichel Mitach Pseilis? So the Mishnah's Rashi and the Mishnah's Mefurish that there is Shaykh Breir B'yodai. Rashi says, Breir Pseilis B'yodav. According to Rashi, when is it Asa B'yodai? Manushach. We're saying that La'alter it's Mutta even with a Kli. The whole Issa by a Kli is Lachas Man. So vice is biyodai, it's even also lachas man. So it's muchach to say that according to Rashi, this is ultimate eichel mitach pselus. But if it's pselus mitach eichel, it's even also miyat, biyat. Now it's not clear if it's also l'alter according to Rashi. Maybe lachas man, there's an isser kli, and there's also an isser of biyat when it's pselus mitach eichel. But miyat, maybe everything's aser. Or maybe Pselus Mitech Eichel will be Aser even beyond. Depends how you learn the next Gemara with Lo Yadani Imishim the Ksava Eichel Mitech Pselus Aser Imishim Ein Yafim Miskaven Ulem Ksava Chizka Eichel Pselus Aser. Al Kapanim, one thing is clear, it's not the pshat that Rashi holds you need all three Latirusa. If it's Pselus Mitech Eichel, that would be Aser even beyond. And maybe even the altar. But if it's Eichel Mitech Pselus, then it's only Aser if you have two things. Say you have Say a Kli, and say lachas man, but la'alter it's mutter even b'kli, and b'yan it's mutter even lachas man. But that's only eichel b'tei pselus, because otherwise you wouldn't have a case where b'ro b'yaser b'yan. You're going to have to say according to Rashi pselus b'tei eichel is aser. Now Taisus, like we said, holds that as far as the two tanon, the tanai of li'alter and the tanai of b'yad, you need both. If it's a kli, it's also even la'alter. If it's the Achaz Man, it's also even Biyad. But do you also need a Tanai according to Taisus of Eichel Mitach Pselus? The emphasis is the Bi'alacha in Simon Shinya Tesiv Dalad, the beginning of the Simon, beginning of the Sif, of Sif Dalad. He writes in the parentheses that the next Taisus, the Mask of Aloya Dana, is Mavur, that you don't need the Tanai Lamaisa of Eichel Mitach Pselus. As long as you're doing it miyan, it doesn't matter if you do eichel mitach pselus or pselus mitach eichel. They're both mutter. If it's miyan, the Gemara is suffic if eichel mitach pselus is aser by lachas man. So then we come out lachas man eichel mitach pselus is aser even miyan. So kum deis l'maskana, there's no tnai if pselus mitach eichel manushach miyan everything's mutter. Say eichel mitach pselus, say pselus mitach eichel. As long as you're doing it miyan, not bekli. And lachas man, everything's aser. I mean, the Maya Tut Sadim, if everything's aser, or only Pseles Mitech Eichel is aser lachas man. But miyad, even Pseles Mitech Eichel is mutter. But Rav Vishenim, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam holds that way, and the Vishenim say it in the Rif, and the Ramban, and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that no, you need all three tanon. You need the Tanai of miyad, you need the Tanai of biyad, and you need the Tanai of Eichel Mitach Pselus. Any one of these three would be Chayev Chattas.